Well, hello, and welcome back to Battle Plan, a podcast focused on spiritual warfare. Battle Plan's an ongoing discussion of how we put our faith into action. I'm Steve Hemphill, and our website is active-faith.org. My email is stevehemphill1@me.com. Today, we're going to talk about 70 spiritual weapons. Let me start with 2 Corinthians 10, verse 4, New Century Version. We fight with weapons that are different from those the world uses. Our weapons have power from God that can destroy the enemy's strong places. We destroy people's arguments. 2 Corinthians 10, 4. See, I believe spiritual warfare is basically the correct application of prayer and God's power integrated with the correct combination of spiritual weapons at the disposal of every Christian. The idea here is to keep adding weapons until what we're praying for begins to happen. You think you just have a couple weapons, prayer and God's word? There are at least 70. Now, I'm going to share with you, and you don't have to buy the card. You can hear this podcast, but we have these little plastic cards front and back that have all 70 weapons listed on them. They're in our store at active-faith.org. The print's a little small, but I had to put reading glasses on to see all the words, but I can see them, and you probably don't need reading glasses. You can see them. And some of these are in my newer book, 12 Spiritual Weapons. I couldn't put all 70 weapons in one book. The book would be too thick. Nobody would purchase it. So I put 12 of the most powerful ones in that book. I may go ahead and write some more books later with more details. It takes about 6 or 8 hours to share all the details of all 70 weapons and all the scriptures that go with these weapons. But I don't have time for that today. I just want to give you the list. I'm going to read them off to you. You can save this or share this podcast or subscribe and share it with others and refer to it later. But this is a very important list. You can also go online at active-faith.org/shop. The link is in the comments to get these are $1 a piece, but you don't have to have my cards. I think it's 10 for $10 and 25 for $20 and so forth. You can buy up to 100 in a set and give them away, put them in stocking stuffers, whatever. Number one is prayer, 1 Peter 3, 2. Then we have scripture. Ephesians 6, 14 to 17. Prayer plus touch, Acts 28, 8. Prayer plus oil, James 5, 14. Prayer plus confession, Daniel 9, verse 20. Spoken truth, Matthew 4, 1 to 11. Prayer plus fasting, Mark 9, 28 and 29. Prayer plus watching, Mark 14, 38. Spoken bindings, Matthew 12, 29. Spoken rebukes, Zechariah 3, verse 2. Spoken testimonies, Revelation 12, verse 11. Selfless devotion, Titus 2, 12 to 13. Worship, 1 Samuel 16, 23. Tithing, Malachi 3, 8 to 11. Humility, James 4, verse 7. Resistance, 1 Peter 5, 8 and 9. Righteousness, Genesis 18, 26. Peace, Ephesians 6, 15. Salvation, Ephesians 6, 17. Faith, Acts 26, 17 to 18. The blood of Jesus, Ephesians 6, 17. Marriage and family, 1 Timothy 5, 14. The name of Jesus, Romans 14, 11. The Holy Spirit, Romans 5, 5. A trumpet, Numbers 10, 9. Repentance, Acts 3, 19. Reconciliation, Matthew 5, 23 and 24. Unity, Ephesians 4, verse 3. Covenant, Colossians 2, 11 and 12. Dreams, Matthew 2, 22. Participation, Galatians 3, verse 7. Rest, Psalm 16, 8 to 10. Love, Deuteronomy 5, verse 10. Hope, Job 11, 18. Wisdom, Exodus 35, 31. Surrender, Romans 6, 13. Authority, Luke 10, 19. The favor of God, Genesis 6, verse 8. Reliance, Proverbs 3, verse 5. Integrity, Proverbs 10, verse 9. Honesty, Proverbs 28, 18. Prophecy, John 1, 47 to 48. Angels, Hebrews 1, 14. Seeking God, 1 Chronicles 28, 9. Tenacity, Mark 7, 28 and 27 to 29. Kindness, 1 Samuel 25, 32 to 34. The fear of God, Psalm 89, 71. Sexual purity, Matthew 15, 19. Love for the truth, 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 10. The Holy Spirit, Romans 5, verse 5. Rest, Psalm 16, 8 through 10. Knowledge, Hosea 4, verse 6. Faithfulness, Revelation 2, verse 10. Relying on God, Psalm 33, 18. Words, 1 Samuel 25, 23 to 34. Contentment, 1 Timothy 6, 6 through 10. Patience, Proverbs 25, 15. Self-discipline, Hebrews 12, verse 11. Church attendance, Hebrews 10, 25. Relationship with God, Romans 4, 13. Affliction from God, 2 Corinthians 1, verse 5. Godly companions, Proverbs 11, verse 9. Self-examination, Luke 11, 35. Pray like a lawyer, Isaiah 33, 22. Elder prayer plus oil, James 5, 14 to 16. Confidence, Psalm 27, 3. Forgiveness, Matthew 18, 21 to 35. Scripture memorization, Psalm 37, 1. Habit changes, Matthew 3, 44 and 45. Controlled thoughts, 2 Corinthians 10, 3 to 5. And courage, Joshua 1, 8 through 10. That's a great list. You may find more. That's at least 70 spiritual weapons. I hope I didn't repeat one accidentally, but there, I'm in the 70s now, and I'm still learning and finding new weapons. Don't give up. You've got options. You've got arrows in your quiver. So in light of today's thoughts, let me suggest that part of your personal battle plan might be to think through your unique situation and ask God which of these weapons would be most effective in gaining the victory you're praying for. You might pray like this: Lord, lead me to the right combination of weapons and verses that will bring a breakthrough in my situation. And let me remind you guys to keep praying, because prayer works. God loves you and I love you. Have a great day.